This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Final hour here. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark has taken some personal time off, but we expect him back soon. In the meantime, as always, really happy to be here with you guys and happy to be speaking with our next guest, Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com, host of Dwayne's World podcast, also producer of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Dwayne, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Joe. I think this is the first time I've actually talked to a Buffalo person. Buffalo, the home of 100-year-old football coaches and drunk Wyoming people that like to drive golf carts through walking sidewalks in the airport. Is that very, pretty much Buffalo?
Very recent and up-to-date, Dwayne. You didn't go with the lazy chicken wing reference. I love it.
No. I'm up to my news when I'm on the big show here.
Well, Dwayne, speaking of, well, I was going to try and make the Buffalo reference, but the Texas Democrats have fled to Illinois because they're against gerrymandering.
Yeah. I wrote a column on this that showed up on Hot Air this morning, and it's this is a story that's just fun for the whole family. the deal with this gerrymandering thing, it was named after a Massachusetts governor who gerrymandered. His name was Eldridge Gerry, and he signed a piece of legislation that basically carved up some district and make it look like a salamander. I mean, it was a really bizarre looking district, and he said we need to do this. So the term gerrymandering was named after him in 1812, but that was not the first time we did this. In the colonies, in 1789, when they first became states, when the document was ratified, and Virginia and Pennsylvania, which were the two biggest states in the Union, population-wise, realized, okay, we've got the power to make these congressional districts, and we've got X amount of congressional districts. How can we make that to our best advantage? They did that from, like, the first month. Both sides have done it, Democrats, Republicans, Whigs, Federalists, we have done this literally since the ink was dry on the document. So for Texas Democrats to say, but my democracy, just shut up. We've been doing this forever. It's just the way this happens. Everybody does it. You're just griping because Republicans are now doing it.
Yeah, and you know, you've got Buffalo's own Governor Kathy Hochul out there pleading, giving her support, also saying she's going to try to do this in New York. You know, Dwayne, this is how I look at it. You know, obviously, midterm elections, the party in the White House is known to lose a few seats. Are Democrats overreacting to this because they're looking at their historically low approval ratings and saying, wow, we may not be able to have the big wave in the midterms, and these five seats could kill us?
I think what it really boils down to is a lot of these states and the House, they realize that Joe Biden kind of played a little fast and loose with the census data back in, you know, 21-22, and they kind of did a little bit with the numbers there, like they do with the number of border crossers. And what ended up happening is you had the Democrats had a little bit of an edge, more than they otherwise might have been based upon the census data. Now, Kathy Hochul trying to say, well, we're going to have to do this now, that's rich. Do you remember the last time Kathy Hochul and the New York delegation tried to draw a map? You remember when that was? How long ago that was?
That was
a year ago. A year ago.
Yes.
So you're going to go back and, for My Democracy, redraw what you drew last year. Okay, let's see how that goes.
Yeah, I'd love to pull up my interviews with some of the Democrat state senators from my show here in Buffalo, and play that back for them when they're crying about Texas. You know, another thing that's happening today, and this is more recent news, Duane, but I want to get your thoughts on it. South Carolina gubernatorial primary. You know, Nancy Mace threw her hat in. Now, am I crazy?
Did somebody throw it back at her?
Well, am I crazy to think she doesn't have a chance?
I really don't think she does. I hope she doesn't. Look, here's the thing, I'm glad you raised it because it's a good point to make in the overall scheme of this whole gerrymandering thing and what the Republicans are trying to do in all these seven states, Florida and Indiana and Ohio and all these places where they actually kind of have to do a mid-decade revamp of the maps. There's up to, if all seven states go whole hog here, there is an opportunity, not a guarantee, but an opportunity to carve up as many as 17 new GOP seats. When I say opportunity, that means that you can't field a slate of candidates amongst those seven states in those new districts that are all Marjorie Taylor Greene. You've got to actually have sane people. You've got to have people. They don't have to be all MAGA. They don't have to be this. They don't have to be that. What they have to do is be smart, possibly have some military experience, because that tends to go a long way, and not be crazy. That's really all you have to do is resonate on the message that Trump won on, resonate with what your district cares about, and not be a flaming lunatic. If we can field a good slate of candidates, then I think we've got a really good opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. And you said something. You said something there. Not be crazy. And you know, compared to what we're seeing on the political left these days, that might not be as easy. It might not be as difficult as once thought, Duane.
It should not be. I mean, I'm an optimist enough about this coming cycle because I think that by the time these trade deals start taking effect and all this trillions of dollars of foreign investment promised into the U.S. for infrastructure start all these projects and we start hiring people and things start going off to the races, by the time we start focusing on these midterm races next year, the economy should just be cooking. It already had a GDP in the last quarter of 3%. I'm looking on that improving between now and next year. And so we're going to have a good story to tell. What we need is just good storytellers to be able to tell that story. That's really going to, that to me is really what the secret is. Traditionally, Republicans are their own worst enemy as far as fielding candidates that are a little too loopy for their own good. As long as we're serious and disciplined, and we have serious and disciplined people, I think there's no reason why the Republicans can't add, before you even talk about the redistricting stuff, I think there's no reason why Republicans can't add to their ranks in the House and the Senate as it is based upon the way the field is coming to them, to use a sports term.
Duane, you know, I'm talking to you from New York. We obviously have California.
I'm in California.
Yes. Yeah, and New York is trying to be California. And right now, your number one trending story on Hot Air is about Newsom and oil refineries. Can you explain that? Because those are two things that, in my mind, don't go hand in hand.
Yes. See, this is the beauty of reality smacking you in the hindquarters. So Gavin Newsom and the Democrats for decades, I mean, even before Gavin Newsom was the governor of the state, we had Jerry Brown for his second go-round for 8 years. We've had Democrats in this running this state for decades, and they have declared war on big oil because they think big oil is just the biggest, baddest thing ever, climate change. I mean, we are hip-deep in and absolutely immersed in that religion, and it is its own religion. It just is. And so Gavin Newsom made this rule about you've got to have the refineries reach this kind of efficiency or this kind of level of CO2 in their refined product, which is unattainable. And it's so cost prohibitive that one of the refineries in Southern California and then another one in Northern California finally told the governor earlier this year, that's it, we're done, we can't do it anymore. We're just, what do you mean you're going, what are you going to do? We're going to leave. But you can't leave. Well, but we're going to because you've made it so that we can't do business here anymore. And so we're letting you know we're shutting down operations at the end of this year. And the Democrats are freaking out over this because they thought they had this boogeyman that they could throw a bunch of sticks and stones at, but they'd still be around to make sure everybody had enough gas. Now what's going to happen is these refineries are going to relocate to Utah or Nevada or somewhere else in the Mountain West, and California's not going to have enough gas. They're going to have to truck it in. And when you have to truck in that that refined gas, we're going to have to pay the extra sales tax that went into effect last month to on the fuel that's going to be burned to bring the gas in. It's insane. We're going to have $8 gas here in California, and Gavin Newsom has at least enough sense to realize that's going to be problematic, and we can't have that. So now he's starting to try to negotiate with the refineries. Well, isn't there something we can do? Isn't there something we can say to get you to stick around for a little while longer? But you wanted us to leave. Well, I know I said that, but what can we do to make you change your mind? How about ending all the regulations? Well, maybe we can get there someday, but how about if we have a dinner? How about if we meet, and how about if we promise not to say bad things about you for a while? That's the negotiations that are going on in California right now.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. It's just crazy.
Have you heard about the latest mess up in the liberal state of New York, what Albany did to 152 business owners?
No, I missed that.
So, now again, think what you want about cannabis, but 152 dispensaries, New York approved their license, but they miscalculated the distance from schools. So now the state, because of their screw up, needs to relocate 152 business owners, you know, who are stuck with 5 and 10 year leases. And they're going to have to find $15 million. Dwayne, I got a perfect idea. Why don't you take the slush fund that you put aside for Letitia James legal funds and pay these business owners?
That sounds like a good reuse of repurposing of money, doesn't it?
I think so. I just wanted to get your reaction to that. I mean, it's just the mismanagement in blue states will never get old. But I do have to ask you about tariffs before we're over here. You know, Trump, he moved the 1st to the 7th. He's been talking much about India tariffs. Is this eventually going to get the positive ending that we've seen in the other situations?
I think so, because I think what the tariffs are going to serve two purposes. Number one, they're serving as an attention getter. You can say what you want about the efficaciousness of using tariffs and the threats of tariffs and slapping them on for a weekend and then yanking them back off. But look at the deals that we have gotten from the EU or the UK or Japan or Vietnam or Indonesia. All these deals that are opening up foreign markets to us that were never opened up before. Do you think that all these deals would have been negotiated this year in such a favorable term for the U.S.? The EU promising to buy $750 billion of liquefied natural gas, right? Does that happen without Donald Trump threatening tariffs?
No, of course not, right?
Of course not. So that $750 billion that the EU is going to buy from us in liquefied natural gas, which means frack away, everybody, right? I mean, we're going to be an energy exporter again, which is a really good thing to be. Where was the EU buying that LNG from before this deal? Because they weren't doing it themselves. They weren't developing it on their own. Who were they buying that from?
Would that be Russia?
That would be Russia.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump used these tariffs to bite into Russia and squeeze them. And now that he's got that deal done, now he's squeezing them even harder with sanctions, and he's going to get them to do what he wants them to do, or at least make it harder for them to continue to wage this war against Ukraine. He's using the tariffs as a foreign policy weapon, which is a good thing to do. The second thing is he's establishing a baseline in there. At the very least, there's going to be a 10 to 15%, in some countries, a 20% tariff on their goods coming into the U.S. And if you think about that, which country above all other countries in the world are the only players that can guarantee the shipping lanes and guarantee that goods and services get freedom of navigation around the world? Who's the world's police force when all else fails? It's the U.S., right?
Yeah,
there
exactly.
is now a 10 to 15% user fee imposed on the world to pay for us to be the world's police force. And I think that's a fair deal because nobody else is guaranteeing trade. We are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, back to the energy, I will never understand people who want to be dependent on other countries when we are sitting on oil, we are sitting on energy, and you've got one party that literally just wants to cap it all off and pay money to other countries, give countries that hate us money.
Yep.
Because you don't want to drill it on your own land. I'll never understand that logic.
Every country on earth can offer you usually a choice. They can do one thing or the other. They can't do both. Every country on earth can either feed itself or it can provide for its own energy. They normally can't do, China can't feed itself. They don't have enough energy. They can feed a lot of it, but they've got problems there too. Russia, they've got plenty of energy, but they can't feed themselves. Every country on earth can do one or the other. The United States is really the only country on earth that if we allow ourselves to and take the regulations off, we can feed ourselves and the rest of the world, by and large, to a good degree, and we can sustain our own energy and be a net energy exporter for part of the rest of the world as well. We have that much of a resource base, and that's why this country is so exceptional, because we can do things that nobody else can do because of the resources that we have.
Be energy independent and make money off it. Dwayne, it makes a whole lot of sense. Hey, man, great speaking with you. Hope to talk to you again soon.
You bet. Take care, Joe.
That is Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com and host of Dwayne's World Podcast, also producer of The Hugh Hewitt Show. We'll be back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hope your Monday is going great, kicking off the week. It's great to kick off the week with you. I'm so happy to be here, and we've been joined by some great guests today, and we'll be joined by Jason Plummer in just a few minutes. You know, this Texas Democrat thing, it really is highlighting gerrymandering. And Dwayne was right. I mean, this is, you've got Democrats take advantage of it, Republicans take advantage of it. If you are of the other party than the majority in your state, obviously you're not going to be a fan of the way that your state's gerrymandered. But, I mean, it's, you know, for Kathy Hochul, for J.P. Pritzker to get up there and to talk like Texas is doing something so crazy, I mean, it's something that New York attempted to do. They were shot down by judges. And as I said in the first hour, those judges were replaced. And then you look at Illinois. I mean, the most gerrymandered state in the country. I mean, just look at some of those districts. I mentioned the district in New York that I live in. The district in New York that I live in, it's a thin line up Erie County, New York, and then goes down to the southern tier. I mean, you've got suburbs, you've got farmland. You can't tell me it's gerrymandered because it's all rural area. I don't live in rural area. I live in, you know, the suburbs of Buffalo. I mean, there's different. That's the line they try to sell you. Well, it's all, you know, it's all like areas, but it's not. I mean, we are a suburb of Buffalo, not a major city, but a middle market city. You know, there's a lot of differences in Clarence, New York, than in Hornell, New York, right? Again, I mean, my congressman's great. Nothing against him. I'm just saying these districts are obviously gerrymandered. New York wants to give, you know, as few Republicans. So that's why my district's the way it is. It's the one of few Republican districts in New York. So they can create more Democrat districts like Niagara Falls in Buffalo. But I mean, that happens in all states. And again, for the fake outrage, like I said at the top of the show, I think this is all because Democrats see the writing on the wall. They are historically unpopular. Maybe they can flip four or five seats, but it's not the wave that they were expecting in January. Because, yes, Republicans might be under 50% according to some polls, but Democrats are historically low. And unless something changes in the next year, they're going to need every seat they can. And I think that's why you see the freak out from the Texas Democrats, the J.P. Pritzkers, and the Kathy Hochuls in New York, and Gavin Newsom. He's also mentioned some things on this. When we come back, Illinois State Senator, he knows a thing or two about gerrymandering. He'll join us. Jason Plummer talking about the state, the Texas Dems being in his state. And again, also the gerrymandering that goes on in the state of Illinois. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk, and we are joined by Illinois State Senator Jason Plummer. Senator, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing all right this afternoon. Texas Democrats have boarded a $100,000 private jet, landed in your state. What's your reaction?
Well, they're some of the few people actually coming to Illinois because the policies we have in Springfield are driving most people out of the state. So I welcome to Illinois, but I think the circus that they're bringing to town is unfortunate and a distraction to some of the real problems we face.
Yeah, you know, what do you think of the governor inviting these Democrats into the state and to stay for free at his hotel? I would think that, you know, his agenda should be pretty full and not bothering with out-of-state distractions.
Well, you probably aren't, you know, maybe fully aware what his agenda is, because Governor Pritzker's agenda is got one bullet point on it, and that's him and his national ambitions. And so, unfortunately, you know, these legislators from Texas have come to Illinois, and, you know, they might think they're doing right or whatever, but Governor Pritzker is using them as a stepping stone, just like he uses the people of Illinois as a stepping stone to kind of further his national ambitions. The reality is they have concerns about redistricting. To land in Illinois and hide in Illinois, that's rich, because we are probably the most gerrymandered state in the country, and that's largely been driven by their host, Governor Pritzker.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Them flying to Illinois has actually put the spotlight on this map that we see in Illinois, and something that you know all too well, the gerrymander in Illinois. Just how bad is it?
Well, it's political malpractice that they actually came to Illinois, because you're right. It shines a spotlight on the process, and I can speak in great detail to that process because I was one of only a couple of Republicans on the redistricting committee when this was going on, you know, 4 years ago or so. And, you know, it was a complete joke. The governor promised and Democrat legislators promised it would be an open, transparent process, that they would take input from voters and from a lot of groups across the political spectrum. And, you know, I went to many of these hearings. I participated in many of these hearings. They literally would provide the wrong address to people that wanted to testify. We went to one hearing and the doors were literally locked and chained so people couldn't get in. And then they would go on TV or they would go on the radio and talk about, you know, they're traveling around the state having these hearings. The reality is they were locking people out of the hearings because they didn't want to hear what folks had to say. You know, Governor Pritzker pledged not to sign a partisan map. And he can spin it all he wants, but he broke a promise to the people of Illinois by signing a map that the courts eventually viewed as unconstitutional. They had to go back and do it again.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds very familiar to what happened here in New York a few years ago, where they put a map in and the judges said, nope, that's not right. And the governor replaced all the judges. You know, you talked about Governor Pritzker's ambitions. I mean, do you think the White House is his 2028 plan?
I think the White House has been his plan for 10 years. The only reason why he ran for governor was because he wants to get to Washington, D.C. And if you look at the policies that he has put in place, if you look at what he's been focused on as governor of this state, it's been solely focused on building a national profile and placating kind of the extremists within his party, because he knows that he needs their support to be viable in a primary.
You know, I'd like to get your thoughts. Well, I'd like you to remind us of your thoughts. You wrote a opinion piece in the Chicago Tribune about the sanctuary policies of Governor Pritzker. I mean, has there been any movement on that?
Right. Well, I've written a lot, you know, on the governor, on some of the areas where he just is way out of the mainstream of the average Illinoisan. I think on the sanctuary state, that's a big one. There hasn't been a lot of movement. They have pulled back on some of the free health care for illegals. Unfortunately, he didn't do that because he recognized that it was a problem or that it was unsustainable. He just has increased spending so much. He ran out of money. When I was first elected, the first state budget I voted on, like in 2019, was about $38 or $39 billion. The one we just voted on, you know, a few short years later, was about $56 billion. And so Governor Pritzker has increased state spending almost 40% in his short time in office. And, you know, all of that money is going to social justice organizations. It's going to spending on illegal immigrants. It's going to a lot of special interest groups that have been strong allies of the governor. It's not going to the areas where it needs to go to kind of shore up the structural issues the state of Illinois is facing, which we know are many and severe.
So, I mean, are these illegals being put up in housing by the state?
The state has funded housing for them. It's funded health care. It's funded education. It's had a real stress on the criminal justice system. We have funded every. I think this year alone we're spending something on the order of $200 million on these welcome centers that the state created around Illinois to bring folks in and, you know, sign them up for benefits and explain what their rights and benefits and all this different stuff is. I mean, we're just spending money like crazy on folks who aren't citizens, and we're actually increasing taxes on the citizens of Illinois to fund these programs. And, you know, the governor needs these people to come to Illinois because so many Illinoisans are leaving the state.
So you said he kind of is going back on some of the healthcare initiatives because he ran out of money, but the housing is still an issue in Illinois. The housing of illegals is still happening.
Yes, but I mean, so the healthcare is happening too. He's rolled that back a little bit, but we're still funding free healthcare for illegals. We're still funding housing. We're still funding a lot of things. We cut back on the healthcare a little bit just because. We're running deficits right now, and the governor's just out of money.
Oh, my gosh. Jason, I got to tell you, it sounds all too familiar, being someone from Buffalo, New York. I've seen this movie before. Do you think the Democrats in Illinois, on the issue of sanctuary policy, and maybe they have, maybe I missed this in my research, do you think the Democrats in Illinois will push for illegals to have the ability to vote?
You've already seen conversation about that in some local areas. I've personally seen conversation about that in Springfield. I don't see action on that in Springfield, but the local areas you're seeing that happen. And you know, we originally hopped on the phone to talk about you know, the maps, right? And let's not overlook the fact that the influx of non-citizens to Illinois plays a significant role in their map making process. Our representation in Congress and our representation overall is inflated because of the number of non-citizens that we have counted in our census, right, that we have on the books here in Illinois. And that is part of their strategy, right? And that is something that I don't think should be overlooked in the conversation.
Well, Jason, keep being vocal there in Illinois. Illinois is lucky to have you, and we're lucky to have you joining us. Thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate it. Can I throw in one more thing? You said you're from Buffalo. I watched The Four Falls of Buffalo recently, the documentary on the Bills. It was. I thought it represented your town well, and you know, I'm kind of a closet Bills fan, so I enjoyed that. I hope you got a chance to see that.
Sure did. I went to one of the bars here. They did a premiere of it because, you know, there's nowhere else but bars in Buffalo. So a local bar here did a premiere before it aired. And yeah, you know, I mean, it brought back some early memories of mine from the Buffalo Bills. But I think this final season at Highmark Stadium before we move across the street, I think this is the year. I really do. I think this
That's
is when
the year.
I think so.
Well, you'll have at least one person in Illinois rooting for him. I promise you that.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you, man, and we'll talk soon, all right?
All right, you take care.
Thank you. That is Illinois State Senator Jason Plummer talking about the Texas Dems fleeing to his state, the gerrymandering that we see in Illinois. And again, it is rich. The Texas Democrats have gone to Illinois And now the spotlight's being put on just how gerrymandered the state of Illinois is. It is quite funny. Also talking about the sanctuary policy, you know, it's something that in these blue states won't go away. And he brought up the money that Illinois spends, the budget of Illinois. And it is fascinating to me, these blue states that just balloon their budgets. You know, and then you have California. Well, we give so much back to the federal government. Yeah, you don't. Your residents do. So they're feeding your bloated budget and then giving money to the Fed. It's not Gavin Newsom's not writing a check. I hate that argument. We give more than we take. Okay, but it's the citizens, the taxpayers pay the Fed, not Gavin Newsom. These blue states, they balloon up their budgets, yet you have Florida, you have Texas, you have Tennessee on reasonable budgets with increasing populations. It's fascinating that people on the left do not see that and can't put that together. We got one segment left when we come back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk. Man, I'm telling you, we still have to see where this story ends up with these Texas Democrats, and eventually they're going to have to go back to Texas. I mean, you would think that they can't stay in Illinois forever, or Illinois and New York forever. So this is a story that obviously will continue to develop. And we'll see. Like I said, they can't stay in Illinois and New York forever. And I mean, if I was from Texas, I wouldn't want to stay in. No offense to the great state of Illinois. But, you know, if I was my family, my home and everything was in Texas, you think eventually you got to get back to Texas. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with all this. And again, all eyes are on it. It's funny. I mean, I did 5 hours of radio today. And I would say 4 of those 5 hours was spent on gerrymandering and states issues, but just absolutely wild that they spent They spent $100,000 for a one-way trip to Illinois. I'm hoping that a one-way trip to Carolina drops from 250 right now, but yet the Texas Democrats, 100,000 one way, they're going to have to get back to Texas. And I don't think they'll be hopping on a United or Southwest flight. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see that private jet down to Texas. But as we wrap up here, let's do the audio cut of the day.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
You know, I've been playing around with in my head which one we want to do here, but let's go out of the left field. Let's play clip 12.
It seems like the EU thing has been going well, and I guess we'll see how it happens with China.
That is Senator Fetterman talking about the tariff deals. And, you know, it's so funny. John Fetterman, here's a guy that they, you know, he didn't do a debate until the until early voting had started. Remember all the controversy with that? And, you know, Democrats are saying, oh, you're being crazy. Now that Fetterman is actually making sense, and don't fool yourself. I mean, Fetterman is still a leftist liberal, but he's not dumb. He's in a state that's gone for Trump twice. It's a swing state. So he knows he's got to play middle of the road. And when Trump does something good or when his party's acting crazy, he will be rewarded to call it out. So I say good for Fetterman on commenting on the tariffs. And again, if we just had this honesty in our politics, you know, you wouldn't have so many, you know, something I wanted to get into today that we didn't, maybe we'll do tomorrow. There's someone that just repeatedly, you know, I've got a lot of friends who politically don't agree with me, and that's fine. They're great people. I love them, family, friends. We don't talk politics. But then you have some that just won't talk to you anymore, and they'll repeatedly put on social media how much they hate people who voted for Trump. And it's because of everything Trump does. You've got the mainstream media. You've got most Democrats just overreacting to everything. Again, we've talked about Kathy Hochul, J.P. Pritzker, Gavin Newsom. I mean, Trump opens his mouth there in a podium like Chuck Schumer out there talking about how awful it is. And then you got someone like Fetterman who, yeah, if Trump does something that's, you know, that's good for his state, good for the country, he says it. We just need more of that. I'm not asking Democrats to love Trump. I'm just saying be more reasonable. My gosh, when the guy does something positive for the country, acknowledge it. It's so frustrating. And, you know, again, I thought after 4 years of nothing but freakouts, maybe this time around you wouldn't have every day freakouts from the political left. No, unfortunately, we're still there. But again, you got John Fetterman. And then what does his party want to do? They're talking about primarying him. I mean, you've got people, you got leftists in Pennsylvania talking about primary the guy because, oh my gosh, he complimented the president when he did something like the EU tariffs that work out beautifully for this country. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning in today. I want to thank Sue. I want to thank Fred. I want to thank Ethan. It's always a great time working with this crew, and I always appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to being able to do it again tomorrow here starting at 3 Central on 97.1 FM Talk. And you know what? I do this at the end of my Buffalo shows all the time, and I'm going to do it now. If you want to follow me at the Joe Beamer on X. If you have anything you want to say, hey, I say you can't get better without constructive criticism. So if there's something you say, hey, you know, Joe, I wish you'd do this differently, or I think your delivery sucks on this, give me an email, joe.beamer, B-E-A-M-E-R, at WBEN.com. Feel free to email me there. I'll talk to you tomorrow starting at 3 on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.